White letters read, release supported by UK Film Council and awarding funds from the National Lottery. Cypher Films appears in expanding white letters. UK Film Council presents in association with Pathé and Limelight a Cypher Films DJ Films production in association with TMC Films. A Noel Clark film. Images flash of young adults, in a ball cap, on an escalator, looking nervous, miming a gun and an ominous hoodie. Clubbers dance and lovers talk. There's a savage fight with baseball bats and flying kicks. The screen goes black as a baseball bat is swung. Friends tend to the victim, and the emergency services turn up. The batsman in a hoodie stares stunned at the scene. A young woman weeps over the body. 6 years later... lights swirl and resolve into the headlights of traffic on a nighttime motorway. A street party is going on beneath the motorway flyover, with a mass of people dancing. A couple kiss. A guy's got his hand down a girl's jeans. And others are rolling joints. There's a lot of bling and attitude. And one dancer grinds, crouching down, exposing her skimpy black knickers. A young woman walks purposefully through the crowd, brushing off a guy who grabs her.
Hey, I'm chatting to you. Where you going? Where you going?
The girl's boyfriend is a tough-looking guy with a shaven head.
There better be something in your fucking arm, lad.
You're fucking you.
You're so balanced, man.
A car pulls up.
Hey, that's quite a shabby, lad.
A woman gets out of the silver Alfa Romeo.
Who's my man looking at, though? No, why is my man coming up here that showing what he's got like as a big man or something?
He's there, man, watch that.
A man like that ain't nothing around here, you get me?
You know what?
Fuck it, let's tap this way, man. Are you man on it?
Of course, blood, man. That man there should be sharing the wealth, man.
Yeah, I'm on it still. Mm-hmm. Me and you, Dabs, yeah?
What? Yeah, you two wait here.
Come on. What? Nah, man, am I a dickhead? Why am I waiting here for? Nah, fam, I'm a real kid. This happens all the time, you know. Am I a dickhead, though?
I'll take the passenger side.
The clean-cut driver spots them. They've gone from his mirrors. A stone shatters the passenger window.
What are you doing, you fucking...
Let go of me, Brad! You fucking Brad! You fuckers! What are you doing? It's a fucking gun!
What'd you get? Watch! What'd you get?
The driver's been hit in the leg. The jackers run for it. A title appears in white letters, Adulthood. A hoodied prisoner's escorted by a guard. He slopes along, hands thrust in his pockets.
Keep your chin up. Stay out of trouble.
What? Say my name is Jay on a hat!
A guy's having sex with his girlfriend.
What about, man? I thought I told you, but I'll bill your man later, innit?
Hey, get off the phone.
Well done, man. I'm banging at that potty gash. I'm not that one, blood. The one from... Yeah.
Jay, I'm going to be late for uni.
Can't you see I'm busy now? I'm a business babe. Like a doctor. I've got to be on call, you get me? Hey, blood. I beg you, bomb me back, yeah? Say. All right. So what do you want to tell me that's so important it can't wait?
Can you at least pay attention to me when we're fucking?
Hey, listen, shut your mouth, man. I do pay you attention, babe. Didn't we shave my name into your pussy head the other night, huh? That's attention. Can we finish one for you?
Jay tries to get back into his stride. She frowns and looks down between their bodies.
Oh, has he gone to sleep?
Oh, shut up, man. This ain't happened to me before. Maybe once, or... Yeah, you better swallow, you know.
A guy's lying in bed. He's got books piled on the bedside table.
Oh, go away, man.
First day out, man. So what are you gonna do?
I don't know, blood. See my mum. Just wanna have a peaceful day, you get me?
You simple cuss, man. I'm gonna get me a couple of gal, get fucked all day, man. Sweet boy like you must have a ting to use the bang, man.
The girl looks down as a head moves rhythmically beneath the covers.
Babe.
A spiky, whiskery head emerges and kisses her.
Do you want to get some breakfast?
Yeah.
See you soon then, mate.
Suck up, man.
As the ex-con Sam walks out of the prison, a car draws up.
Sam.
Need something. Anything. Just give me a bell. And I'll see you, yeah?
Yeah, bless big man.
He studies the writing on the playing card. He puts up his hoodie and crosses the road as leather-jacketed big man drives away. A young woman in shorts and a tight black top searches for something in her kitchen, hurriedly rifling through cupboards. She walks downstairs in a brown leather jacket.
Hey, Simon! It's not only that fuck, you know. Now, your cousin said if she couldn't pay, you would. So tomorrow, my money, my drugs, or you.
I gotta go to work.
Just any children would take that fuck.
Yes, the light, isn't it? Brother, I went back to her house, bro.
What happened?
Brother, dad came home, innit? So man, I had to jump out the window, boy. I was running down the street in my boxers and my socks. Oh, I was pissed, bro.
Oh, shit. Pissed,
sorry, would you like to sit down?
Thanks.
Yo, man, that light, you blood. Yeah, you see that? I've seen a lot, but obviously that flock, boy.
Sam watches as the lads give up their seats on a bus to a mother and her son. He gets off and walks down a high street. A guy in a baseball cap follows him. He tries a key in a flat's front door, but it won't open. He tries peering in the window, idly flicks the letterbox, then waits, looking out from the high balcony across the suburban landscape. A tombstone reads, Trevor Hector, 1811-2002, beloved son and father. Sam looks down at the tombstone. He spots the guy in the baseball cap. He moves away from the grave and sits thoughtfully on a bench in the cemetery. Baseball cap sits down heavily next to him. And he slides to the end of the bench.
You cool, Black?
Yeah, I'm blessed, man. You?
Yeah, man.
I'm good. I'm Javon, Black. Do I know you, cuz?
No, bro. Come and chat.
Yeah, man, safe talk, innit?
It's not safe, though. Will you move for? We're having a little chat, you get me? I chat to you, you chat to me. What are you getting nervous for?
Just come out of jail, man.
That shouldn't make you feel nervous. That should make you feel good. What you going for? What you going for?
Blood. I don't want to chat about it.
But I'll guess what you're waiting for. Don't tell me, let me guess. I think you hurt someone. I'm thinking someone died. Like he killed them or something.
You're a clever one, ain't you, blood?
I don't think you stabbed no one, though. You don't look like the type that... If you was gonna do something to a bruh, I think you'd use a baseball bat.
The guy pulls a knife and they grapple. The guy's on top, forcing the knife downwards. The knife goes through the grey hoodie, into his shoulder. The knife man's thrown off, and Sam kicks him savagely. The knife guy is stamped on until he's writhing in agony. His would-be victim grabs him.
What's this about, bro? What's it about?
You're gonna survive this day. I guarantee it. That's coming for you. Your mum, your family, everything.
Who's coming? Who's gonna hurt my mum? Who, blood? Who?
Rinse me up. Use me up. He looks at the blood on his shoulder, drops the knife, and strides off, raising his hood. He rushes back up to the flat. He grimly approaches the front door, blood spreading across his shoulder. He kicks in the front door and goes inside.
Mom, Roy.
He switches on the radio and picks up a mobile phone, ripping out the charging cord. In the bathroom mirror, he examines the long cut in his shoulder and prepares to bandage it. He remembers the prison canteen.
You come from youth offenders? What are you in for?
Killed one youth.
Don't feel you're big in here just because you killed someone. Enough men in here done that. Some of them men ain't even affected. You get me? And you are. You see it in your eye. Gave you the black eye.
He indicates a burly, middle-aged hard man at another table.
Listen, blood, watch them, man. See my man there? They don't get on. Trust me, don't make any of them see your weak blood.
You want something? You keep watching me. Whenever you and your wife are ready, you can see where I'm going.
It's Big Man, and he's about to get stabbed. New inmate Sam gives the table a warning nudge. Back in the flat, shoulder bandaged, Sam looks around his old room and runs his hand along the top of a flat-screen TV. He looks through drawers in a bedside cabinet, pulling stuff out, tossing it aside. He throws a drawer across the room in frustration and sits, leaning against the bed. He glances at the drawers, leans over, and pulls out an automatic pistol. He stares at it thoughtfully. He puts the gun back in the cabinet and starts gathering up clothes and a pair of gleaming white trainers. On the street, two guys are in the middle of the road with their BMX bikes.
What's your dad's name, blood? Don't know, I ain't got one, where? Nah, because, like, my mum tried to introduce me to some broke-down, yellow-teeth waste man, yeah, called Cedric now, and hear this, my man's coming into my house telling me about how he's my dad. So I'm like, she's not my fucking dad. And it is the brat had that thing what Michael Jackson said he's got. He looked like a fucking panda. I told him to move from my ass with your polka dot skin, giving it all this.
It's taking so long, man.
Their friends breaking into a car.
Yeah. I swear my maths teacher lives somewhere around here. And she's buffing all blood. I want to fuck that. I can just call 2-2 algebra while I'm in the pussy. You get me? Q equals Z means yeah. Get me? Because why do you think she's always giving me A's?
You don't get A's, blood.
You don't. Oh. Bro, don't ever get it twisted. Just because I'm on the road with you, man, don't think I'm stupid, you know? I got plans. Get back on the... Although I might have to bang my English teacher as well, though.
Who, Mr. Randall? You back.
Nah, man, shut up, man. It's a woman, man. You know that.
Yo, blood, it's full daylight, man.
If you're shook, leave innit.
The A student goes to give the car thief a lift on his bike. The worried guy dabs picks up his BMX, and follows. The trio stand at a wooden front door.
Yes, sir.
They show shaven-headed Ike a watch and a laptop. They follow him inside and down to a basement.
He'll have a go!
Behind a screen of plastic curtains, a guy's playing a football game. They hand over the stolen items.
Well, that ain't fake, man. I got it from one bread last night.
He's six for both things.
Come on, man.
What? Six blood. You know what? I'll throw in a little piece of yeah shit. You're gonna have to wait around, though.
Well, I got a goal, bruv. I got a markup booked, innit?
Safe, man. We'll wait here.
The money's divided up, bringing smiles to the young thieves' faces.
I'll let you, man.
You man wait here, yeah? Let's all go and deal with the little thing.
Yeah.
Can we play this, man?
They sit on the sofa with the game player.
I got the controller.
You deaf, blood. He said, pass the controller. Hey, I'm Arsenal, blood. Come.
Ike's bearded friend's in another room. A guy's cowering behind the door.
Who was it?
Holman and Dubs and him, man.
He eyes the nervous guy behind the door.
So you understand what I was saying to you before, blood? Even my man had to learn the hard way, you know.
See this?
He points to a long scar on his cheek.
Some fucker done that to me. All right. I'm not into face cutting. Something about the face makes people too angry. But he was right to do what he did. Took the fucking piss like you are.
Ike takes a pair of hair straighteners from his blonde girlfriend.
You know what, Blunt? I don't even know this Curtis brother. Hmm? But he was trying to do his thing. You understand? And Andreas here, he fucked up. And now us, man, we're trying to do our little thing. And you are fucking up. You understand?
Yeah, but I've got...
Listen, we like you, Blunt. I like you. But I can't have you making money off of my shit. That's mine. So now you're gonna have to learn, blood.
He clamps the guy's wrist between the jaws of the hair straighteners. The hair tongs are handed back as the guy rolls on the floor, clutching his wrist. Ike casually downs a drink. A tattooed young blonde meets Jay on the street. He passes drugs to her in a kiss, and she slips him the cash.
Safe.
The spiky-haired guy and his girlfriend leave their terraced house. Sam walks up.
Where'd you park?
About three roads away. Come, we'll have a walk. I've got to meet John and Vern at the shop. You're one lazy cow, do you know that? Well, I'll go and get it and them, and then I'll come back and get you, yeah?
Yeah.
His kiss. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
She waits on the pavement as he strides off to get the car. He passes Sam without a second glance. Sam walks towards his girlfriend.
Clear. I'm not going to hurt you, I swear. I just want to speak to you.
Hang on!
Promise me you're not going to scream. Promise? Yeah?
What do you want?
Somebody attacked me when I come out today. Chatting about how people are going to hurt me and my family. And I don't want that. I've done my fucking time, you get me?
What'd you come to me for?
Have you seen my mum anyway?
That was 6 years ago. I haven't seen any of them. I haven't seen your mum in, like, a year.
What about my brother? You seen him?
No.
Come on, Claire. You must know something, man. Just tell me anything, please.
Mooney goes Central University. That's all I know. Just fuck off and leave me alone. I don't want to get involved in any of this.
Her boyfriend drives up. He and a couple of other guys get out of the car.
Do you want something, bruv?
Mind your business, man.
What? Who the fucking hell are you? Do you know this mug? Is he bothering you?
Yeah?
Yeah? Right, jog on, bruv. Yeah? Do yourself a favour and fuck off.
Hey, blood, don't fucking touch me.
What part of me looks like you're fucking blood?
Sam, just fuck off.
Sam? Fucking Sam.
Whoa.
Fucking Sam, yeah? No, she still has nightmares because of you. She still fucking flinches if I move too quickly. You fucking wrong'un.
I don't want no trouble, man. I'm just talking to him, man. I'm finished.
Leave it.
All right, I'm all right, mate. I'm all right. Like you said, you're finished, so do yourself a favour and fuck off. Yeah?
Sam's floored by a punch to the gut.
Can't get in the car, babe. You've had a squeeze.
Their Audi drives off as Sam rides on the pavement. On the street, drug dealer Jay is doing business. Lexi, the girl in the shorts, sits slumped, crying. Sam's in agony on the pavement. Students concentrate in a lecture, and the London skyline is bathed in sunshine. So I'm bursting now, not later. I've been a rat from back off. From day with collage and capsule. On this thing from St. Bonaventures. Like a man can't hear that. Sam picks himself up and walks off. Lexi looks in a restroom mirror and dries her eyes. Another girl in a black leather jacket comes in and eyeballs her. The students are watching and making notes in their lecture.
Hey, babe.
Hi, Robert. You know we've got the basic ethics and understanding of law on Monday. Well, I could really use some help getting my head around it.
Yeah, of course. Anything I can do, man, just give me your number and I'll give you a call, innit? Thank you.
I'll see you later. Bye.
The blonde glares at his girlfriend.
Don't think you're calling her.
Of course not, babe. You're my girl, man.
The students walk off arm in arm.
So how was your class, babe?
It's all right.
Weren't all that.
Mooney!
Mooney stares at Sam, leaning against a sign saying, Central University, School of Law.
How the fuck did you find me, blood? I saw Claire. She said you went to that uni and I just asked a few people. A guy tried to warm me up today.
So?
He's telling me our man's is going to hurt my mum or my family because of what happened to Trav.
Don't mention his name. You have no right to say his name.
If it's you, man. If you're involved in this, I just want to tell you that I'm not on it, blood.
I'm not on them things no more. We was all young. I'm just about my studies, money, and my girl.
Well, if you're not on it, then you know how I feel. I mean, look, listen, do you know where I can find any of them, look? Just so I can tell them I'm not in this beef thing.
I saw Becky a couple months ago. She works in that salon thing in Grove. Don't know where Alyssa is. And Jay? You don't want to see Jay, blood. Jay's different. He ain't planned nothing, but he ain't forgotten you.
Yeah? But why don't you give me Jay's number so I can tell him myself that I want this over?
Are you dumb, blood?
Come on, man.
What do you mean, come on, man? Don't talk to me like we're fucking friends. You're any bread to me, you understand? I ain't forgiving you and I ain't giving you nothing.
Need you to leave or I'll call the police.
The cafe owner steps between them.
No, I'm studying law, blood. So that man's like you don't get out after 6 years.
I told Jay I
want
to see
him. Are you sure you want that, yeah, blood? If I told Jay you're out, you won't need to look for him to tell him you don't want arms. He'll find you, and he will want it. Dickhead.
It's a ball, but I suppose you can come. I mean, let me tell you, you'd have to dress up a bit, mind you, but let me tell you, I've had the best week.
But I don't want your fucking life story, do I?
By the way, I've told my friends you've got the best shit on the street, because that's what Giles does, you know?
Put your fucking hand down, blood. You're beating me up, man. Look, I'm not being funny, but I've got a barbecue to go to in 10 minutes. Oh, shit. Just relax, man. Quick, give them my shit before they come back. Are you a dickhead or something, blood? I told you put your hand down. Why are you beating me up for, man? Blood, if I had to run, yeah?
Jason, for Christ's sake, don't be such a drama queen.
Fuck you, it's coming, man. You ain't getting shit, bro. Hey, you, stand by that pole now. Furthermore, yeah? Take all your fucking shit and put it in my bag, blood. What you got on you, man? What the fuck you got on you? Give me your fucking ring! Please, that's her engagement ring. It's French, 17th century.
Shut the fuck up, man! Hurry up, blood!
Put the watch in the bag as well.
Blood, hurry the fuck up! I will shank you, man!
Jay, just let us go. I'm a good customer. I'll give you anything.
You, blood? I don't need your little business, man. You're anything to me, blood. You're not a whack man I get. What? What, you think you're big, Charles? You show your little yuppie girlfriend you know where to get a score to impress her. You're a pussy, blood. Let me show you what a little pussy you are, blood, yeah?
He eyeballs Giles' fiancé and raises his knife.
Show me your titties before I murk your man.
For goodness sake, just show him the titties!
She tearfully pulls up her top.
Run, Tammy, come on! Are you mad, bro? Fuck you, damn bro!
Jay slams into Giles, who collapses.
Fuck you, damn bro! Hold on, yeah? Hello? Javon, what are you saying, man? What? Sam? What, at the cemetery? Where's he now? The fucking blood! He's a dead man, blood! He's dead tonight, Rube! No. No, you go home, blood. I'll get Mooney and handle it. You better thank God something else has come up.
Well, thank you,
thank
man!
Thank you, God! Oh, thank you, God! Thank you, God! Get out of here, man.
Quivering, Giles picks himself up and walks towards Tammy.
Awesome.
Tammy!
She walks away. Jay slumps angrily against a graffitied wooden fence, breathing hard. He kicks the fence and walks off. Lexi's in the hair salon she works at.
Max, can I just...
Yeah, make sure you wash your hands when you get back in.
Come outside a
minute. The girl from the restroom also walks through, getting another colleague to follow her. They stride after Lexi.
Hey, cool kid! Who's your fucking cousin? You think I don't know what she tried to do?
Fuck off, Lisa. Is this a joke or something?
No, this ain't no fucking joke. My man showed me that she tried to move to make the drinks sing.
And you were standing there skinning your teeth.
And what? You thought because I was on holiday I'd forget about it?
Listen, all right, you're bad. Pushed himself up on us, yeah? If your tigs ain't good and tight enough to keep his dick pointed at you, that is your business.
It's actually even fucking worth it, yeah? Where is she?
I don't fucking know where she is, all right? You know what? I don't fucking care
forget
where she
is. Forget all this rear-tear-tear business, yeah? Go and find your fucking cousin and both you get back to fucking whoring yourselves. What? You think I don't know about you? Listen, we all know about you, you know? Shiners for a fiver, and you're fucking for a score.
I never did any of that.
So what about for a bit of coke? Is that why I've heard you've had all them dicks up inside you?
Fucking
what are you saying? What are you saying? What? Come off me, man.
What the fuck is going on here?
Oh, no, she just flipped out and attacked me.
Get Anna, Lisa, go to lunch. Now!
Go, go, go. Wait,
go. Who's okay.
Yeah, that's...
Now, look, Lexi, I know you've been a bit stressed. I want you to take a few days off, yeah?
Oh, come on, please don't fire me. I need this job, yeah? I can barely afford to pay
my
rent on my own.
I'm not going to fire you. Come in on Tuesday, right? Today, I want you to go in there, get your stuff, and go home.
Lexi's left standing wretchedly on the pavement. She follows her boss back to the salon to get her stuff.
Sorry, ladies, that will not happen again.
Can I speak to Becky, please?
Who do you want her for? Who are you?
Jay. I don't want to get involved, man. I'm not scared. But I'm about positivity like that Black Jedi guy from Star Wars. All right, I'll see you later. I'll see you at Emma Smith later. I'll be there, man.
Robert, what is going on?
I love it, baby.
You don't remember, do you? Alex. Lexi, innit? Becky's cousin. It's all right, there's no reason you should. I was 2 years younger than you and you was a cunt. I left in year 11 while you were still in sixth form. Picking on boys, trying to fuck girls in year 10. So what do you want to see her for?
I thought she might know something about who's after me.
Yeah, she might, but I ain't seen her. No one has. She's fucked off, innit? Look, yeah, I didn't know Trife well, but it's fucked up, he's dead.
So what, like, do you know anything?
Why the fuck would I know anything, yeah? I know some of them lot from school and through her and that, but not well enough to know who's after you. And to give a fuck for that, man.
Sam stares at her as she puffs on her cigarette.
Well, that's it, isn't it? I mean, like, what else do you want me to say? You got jail, you come out, what? I ain't got nothing against you, but I don't think we've got anything more to chat about, so... Why didn't you ask that girl you was banging? It was me.
Claire? I asked that chick already, man. She don't know nothing.
That girl was grimy. Always losing their knickers. Like, she come back after lunch, I don't know where she left them.
I remember you now. You was always on your own, innit?
Yeah, my boyfriend went to different schools, so I didn't chat the boys. Girls didn't like me, so... I just got to the point where there are more things to piss them off, you get me? Fuck it. If they ain't gonna love you, make them hate.
They look each other in the eye.
I beg you, Brown's legs. Who's your friend?
No. He ain't a friend.
Lexi and her friend walk off. Sam stands up, looks around and pulls up his hood. He thinks back to prison.
Youth! So for what you did the other day, blood.
I didn't do nothing, man.
Listen. I ain't trying to be spazzy to you, you know. You don't have to affiliate yourself with me. I'm just saying safe, that's all.
Yeah, don't worry about it, boys. It gets better. I'm getting out tomorrow. Can't wait to see my kids. You got any kids? No, anyone has got any kids. Well, suit yourself.
The guy huffs off, smoking. Lexi's texting as she walks.
Hey, Lex. What about Alyssa? You said you know some of them lot. Do you know her? Like, can you get her to speak to me?
Yeah, obviously I know her. I've not spoken to her, but I'll probably get a number for you. Oh, do you know she's our daughter?
Yeah, can I have it?
A daughter? Oh, a number? No, don't be silly. I'll get to her, yeah, see if she wants to chat to you, but I doubt it. I'm not going to be high on a list of people she wants to chat to either, but...
Well, hear what, yeah? I got my mum's mobs, innit? I'll give you the digits. I beg you, Bellman's, if she wants to speak or anything.
All right.
Sam eyes her closely as she sniffs and fidgets, touching her nose.
Yeah, safe for doing this, yeah?
Hey, can you get any gear in that? That cheap?
No, man.
Oh, hey, what's it like knowing you've killed someone?
He looks back at her. She shoots him a challenging stare, slowly chewing gum. He strides off, hood up. She texts, guess who I've just seen? Jay's with Ike.
Blood, I need that thing off you now. I don't give a fuck. I want him dead. I want him dead today.
Jay glances down at his phone.
Kill my boy. My boy, brother. And now he's back in the ends like he's big and I'm not gonna do nothing.
Just cool down, man.
He looks at a ring through a jeweler's lens.
No, I'll give you 7 for everything.
Right, cool, man. So what, you gonna help me with this thing or what?
Jay, man just got out of jail today, you know. You don't think if something happens to him, feds are gonna come for you?
I don't care, blood. I'll go to jail.
You know what, I'm gonna give you the peace. Me and your boys.
He sticks out his hand, and the hair straightener blonde hands him an automatic from a cigar box. He wipes it with a cloth and holds it out to Jay, pulling it back as the dealer goes to take it.
Just don't bring no fucking drama to my door, you hear me?
Of course not. You just gotta understand, though, blood, you get me? This boy, kill my type of bedroom, man.
Listen, why don't you buy a couple of the boys we got? They'd do anything for a bit of cash. Why don't you get them to do the job for you, save you the trouble? And if they get caught, who gives a fuck?
Who? Listen, blood, don't put no pussy holes in it who's gonna take my money and not do nothing, blood.
This lot won't fuck about. They're a tight little crew. Omen, Dabs and some others.
Omen?
Yeah. You know him?
No, not really. Why is he here?
Dabs is still there. Don't go through it, Andre.
Come in.
Cause you're not on my level in this game, man. Cause you're not on my... Cause why do you think they call me King Henry, bruv? King Henry, bruv. Look, check out the header. Bang! Check out the bad boy replay, cuz.
Stop, blood, I'm telling you.
Cause you're swag, bruv. Check out the replay.
Hey, Dabs. Come through, man. Now, man. Come on. Mom?
Let's put...
His mother looks dumbstruck as Sam walks in and sits down at the kitchen table opposite her.
How you doing, Mum?
Everything okay, like?
She looks down indifferently.
Came out today.
Did you do that to the front door?
She stares at him dispassionately.
Yeah, I'm sorry. And I needed to get in. No one was home. I mean, I'll pay for it. Gonna go try to get a job. I'll go to a job center or something. You know, because we get taught stuff in there, you can still get jobs and that. I missed you, Mom.
She pulls back from his touch.
You want some toast?
So hold on, let me get this straight. You want me to get Armin and Amanda and fire and shoot a Mercury?
Yeah.
You sure you want him dead?
Yes, man, are you deaf? Dead!
Getting excited for, man.
What the fuck are you talking to,
hey,
Black?
Look, let's what? Just calm the fuck down. Can you do it or what?
What's in it for me, like?
Listen, I like the way you've been going on recently, Black. So we'll say you come flex with me and Andre for a bit. Step up a bit. Get a little piece of what we're going on with. You better watch yourself, you know, Black.
Alright, man, I'm sorry, man. Sorry, alright, man. Come the fuck on, man. You want me to kill a bird for just that? You must think I'm any role, dude. Like, I ain't doing that.
Listen, I'll give you $3,000 now. And then three more when it's done. I ain't chatting shit to you, alright? Take the money and go find him.
You know what? Settle the fuck down, yeah?
Blood, you need to watch your mouth, rude boy. What?
Dabs backs down, thinking hard.
Who is it?
Name's Sam Pill.
Sam Pill. Blood, you do know what
don't
it is.
Worry about what I know.
Yeah, but
so you still gonna do it, Blood?
Dabs looks at the faces around him and down at the thick wad of cash.
You what, Rago?
Good. Don't let the others know who he is, Blood. Now, I mean it, Blood. Don't even let their man see his face too tough, all right? Just go get home and do your fucking job. You see him, you kill him.
You do know what he looks like, yeah?
Yeah, of course, Black. He robbed me when I was 9. Hey, yo, Henry! We're gone, Black.
Hey, don't forget I got the title, Black. I beat me 8 times. I said you ate for it, Black. What's wrong with these kids nowadays? They ain't got no respect, Black. Always on a hype team. I don't remember chatting to my older guy, that Black. You got better stage for that, bro.
Andreas looks amused by Jay as Henry and Dabs head off.
So what's going on?
They want us to kill someone.
What? Who?
I ain't supposed to tell you, Blood.
Oh, come on, Blood. I ain't going to tell no one.
Sam Pill.
No, who's that?
We don't know who that is.
No, but you know what? It don't even matter, man. I ain't even in all that stupidness, man. You tell them it's all nonsense, yeah? You're thinking about it, innit? Blood, don't be stupid, man. What should I tell Omen and Blammy and a man? They're gonna laugh in your face, you know? Cause, man. I can never think we're dickheads. And if you're thinking of doing it, then you're stupid, Blood.
Fuck you, Queen of Street.
Blood, you're dance if you're thinking of killing someone for them fools.
If the next man won't do it twice for that kind of piece, Blood.
I can get off me, man. I don't even care. Cause I'm up for a little arms and robbing, man. But you gone psycho, Blood. Remember you shot man last night, and now this! But I'm not going to jail for you, cuz. I'm not going to jail for no one to be calling me Abigail and calling me some next man's chick. Bun that, man. You could go, man. Fuck you!
Who the fuck are you talking to, Blood?
I get off me, cuz, yeah? Calm down! Calm down, man! What's wrong with you?
I'm supposed to be your friend! Calm down!
Dabs reaches for a half brick in a skip and smashes Henry in the head with it. Henry collapses. And Dabs looks around guiltily. He drops the brick, puts up his hood, and hurries off.
Listen, I'll catch up with you on Monday, yeah?
Yeah, I see you later.
Hey, baby.
Hey, Mom.
How's it today?
Good.
Mummy's just got to see someone for a bit, yeah? But then we're going to go straight back, and I'm going to cook you some dinner.
As mother and child leave the school, Lexi is waiting in a car.
You all right? What do you want? Can I give you a lift home?
The mother, Alyssa, looks at her daughter and sighs.
Okay, I'm gonna be in a minute, okay?
Okay.
Alyssa gets back in the car.
Where'd you get my number from?
Off her phone. She left it when she fucked off.
So what are you up to these days?
Being a mum.
Say? I'm just working in a salon, innit? I want to get into that fashion.
What the fuck do you want, Alex?
It's Lexi.
All right, Lexi, you bell me, telling me you want to talk to me about something important, and now you're sitting here having a chit-chat. I don't mean to be rude, yeah, but one of the last people I want to have a fucking social with is you.
Fine, whatever. That guy Sam's out. He thinks someone's after him. He wants to know if you know anything about it.
Well, I don't. And now tell me, why the fuck should I even care? He deserves everything he gets.
Looking disgusted, she gets out of the car. Lexi follows.
Come on, Alyssa. He's done his time yet. He doesn't want any trouble.
So? You know, yeah, I don't give a fuck about him. To be honest, I don't even know why I met you. Actually, do you know what? I do. I thought you were going to tell me something about Becky. About her being hurt or homeless or something. I wanted to see if I felt sad. And now you tell me she's missing. And do you know what? I don't even fucking care. I don't care about her, you or him.
I don't even give a fuck either, all right? I just thought since the guy took time out, yeah, to come find me and to see Mooney and Claire, that at least I was just, I just passed on.
He saw Mooney and Claire?
Yeah. And he just said his piece and he left. What harm can it do?
All right, call him. But if he so much as raises his voice to me, I'm calling the police.
Lexi checks her phone.
You never came to see me, even when I was in hospital. Why?
You make me feel so shame. I couldn't bear it. More than one woman lost their son that night. Lord God, what did I do wrong?
You never did nothing wrong, Mom.
I try to raise you on my own as best I can, and I work every hour God sent me to provide for you boys, and what do I get? You a murderer.
It's different from murder.
And your brother. He's gonna be worse than you are. Maybe if I could go to church more.
Never meant to let you down, Mum.
You never meant to. But you did.
I borrowed your phone.
Tears streaking his cheeks. Sam goes to the bedroom and sits on the bed. Shaking his head, he wipes the tears from his face and thinks back to prison.
Whenever you're ready, pussy.
Sean.
Good.
Walk on, Dad. What you got? Rah! I had them crisp in time, you know. Let me have your crisp. What? You say something? Did you say something, blad? You know what? Give me the fucking chocolate too.
A warden's about to intervene. He's warned off.
My man got enough batteries. What you need them batteries for?
That must shave.
Nah, cuz, you don't need them batteries, blad. Give me your batteries.
Sam glances at the hard man and his friend, the grinning canteen knife man, who are watching.
I'm not giving you the batteries.
What? You're a Batman now, yeah? Will you kill someone big, blad? What was his name, blad? Tell me. See if I get shook at you.
His name was Trife.
What?
His name was Trife.
His name was Trife. Nah, blad, don't know him. And you know what? I'm taking your fucking batteries.
Sam's nutted to the ground. The knife man gets up and looms over him.
You.
His phone ringing wakes Sam up.
Hello?
Is that Sam?
Yeah.
It's Lexi.
Yeah, what's going on?
Alyssa said she'll see you.
Where?
Go out at my station, do a left through the alley and then bell me.
Safe.
Sam gets up, clutching his shoulder. Lexi stands in the street and guys mill in a busy barber's shop.
Shut the fuck up, I'm taking your first time, man.
Come on, what are you trying to fuck up man's business, blood? I'm coming back for him, you know.
As Omen's thrown out, Dabs and another guy cycle up.
What's going on, man?
What's going on, man?
Wipe your lip.
I'm not doing anything for you, right? We're like blood, you get me?
Yeah, man, of course. It's all, man.
How can Andre ask me to get you, man, kill somewhere for 6 Gs?
For what? What for?
I don't know. Me and Henry, we said, no, we ain't on it, stand up. And then we saw the bear, so we thought, fuck it, might as well rush him. But he bricked Henry. He tried to fight my man, but he got away.
So where's Henry? What hospital?
He must be blood. I had to kick out before the feds came.
What, you left Henry blood?
Blood, he was out cold, he weren't moving. I chased the bear, I called an ambulance, I got blammy and I came here.
I was bagged by Yap, man. But Dab's called, I just left the blood, legs up, gash out, everything.
Right, let me call Henry, man.
Dabs and shaven, smoking blammy look shifty as Omen calls Henry's phone.
Oh, fuck this. Who's the bear? I'll fucking do it. He's dead.
Don't know.
I'll recognise him, no blood. I'll fucking recognise him. And they said it's big things for us, blood, if we do it.
Well, you know what, yeah? Fuck their things. If this bear hurt Henry, yeah, he's fucking done. That's it.
Standard, that's what I said. Were you on it or what?
We're done now. Come.
Omen, fired up, leads the way. Dabs looks uncomfortable. Sam runs down a busy street to Ladbroke Grove tube station. He boards a train. Jay walks into Latimer Road tube and sprints up the stairs to the platforms. Sunlight dapples Sam's face as the tube's on an outdoor section. It pulls into a station. Jay's on the platform. He gets on as Sam gets off. When you hear them sirens coming, I can hear them sirens coming. Better run when you hear them sirens coming. I can hear them sirens coming. As the train pulls out, Sam and Jay eyeball each other through the window. Jay gets on the phone as Sam leaves the station.
Hey, Moose, I swear I'm lean, blood. I just thought I see my man walking like he's big. Nah, I'm coming to get you now.
He spots a woman's Oyster card in her transparent handbag. Sam walks up to where Lexi's waiting, sitting on a low wall by the roadside.
What did she say, like?
But it's up. Nothing, she just said bring it, but I said I saw it.
Why are you helping me?
She shrugs, not looking at him.
I saw Jay.
What? When? What did he say?
Nothing. Well, I thought it was him. He was on the train. I wasn't.
She puffs on her cigarette.
Are you right?
He's a kid here.
Yeah.
Alyssa opens the door and stares at Sam.
What do you want? Van Gogh in jail or something?
I understand how much you must hate me.
You'll
like.
Never understand how much I hate you.
Look, I didn't plan this. I didn't know what I was going to do when I come out today. I just wanted to get out. But then this guy attacked me and he's talking about how people are going to hurt my family. And I just want to let you know that if you know who's involved in it, I don't want any more trouble.
So this is about what you want? Come on, listen, the guy's trying to... Shut up, Alex. What about all the people you've hurt? What about what they want? What about all the lives you've ruined?
I didn't mean to kill him.
You didn't mean it? Wait here. It's not going the way you planned, is it?
He shoots her a sideways glance. Jay strides out of the tube.
What? Fucking prick.
He throws the Oyster card at an official as he strides through. Alyssa brings her daughter to the front door.
Okay. Go close your toesy, huh? What about what she wants? Like a dad? She doesn't have because of you. You think I have time to sit around and organise how to get you back. But you know what?
The little girl's watching from the corner of the room. Alyssa shakes her head and steps away from Sam.
Don't you ever come near me or my daughter again. You either.
Sam walks away without even bothering to wipe the spit from his face. Lexi checks her text.
Don't know.
Listen, I know it sounds dumb, yeah, but it was good to see me today, you know? It's good that you come out of jail and you're like, you know, you're all right, you know? Film me sometime, yeah? If you're bored or whatever. Well, listen, if you're not doing nothing now, you can just, like, just go back to mine for a bit, innit? And just whatever. For a bit.
Sam glances around distractedly, then looks her in the eye. Omen, Dabs and Blammy arrive at a record store.
Any of these best?
Nah, man.
Yo, bub, you heard this, yeah?
No way, man.
A really tall guy is standing at the CD rack.
Fucking hell, man. Everywhere I go. Why the biggest guy in the world always got to stand in front of me, bub? Yo, blood! You getting paid to follow me around or something? What? What, you want to say something to me, yeah? You better chat slow, yeah, blood. I don't speak big foot.
You mean I sing?
It's the fucking breath. I'll come and get you, man.
They spot a guy in a hoodie.
Fuck around him and lock him up.
They sprint after him.
Hey, my boy, my pussy off.
Get the fuck up.
Fuck up. Get the fuck up. Son of.
I want to see him.
Fucking do it, man.
That's not him, man.
But what? I'm not fucking him. Fuck.
I might as well jack him.
Fucking come here, man. Come on, man. Oh, shut up, lad. Shut up. Shut up. What? Shut up. Sing.
You deaf pussy off.
Fucking sing, lad. What?
Let me go.
Fucking dick. Get out of here, man.
Fuck off.
The guy runs off.
I thought you said you know what a bear looks like, man.
I do, man. I just made a mistake, innit?
As Blammy plays with the stolen mobile, Omen's phone rings.
Yo, it's Henry. Hello?
Omen's face hardens, and he glares at Dabs, whose grip tightens around his knife.
Yeah, what, blood?
That was his mom. He's not dead, he's just unconscious, innit?
So what the fuck? Are we still gonna do this then, or what?
Yeah, come.
Dabs hands him the knife, and they walk off. Lexi and Sam go into her block of flats.
Have a fat spliff, just quite shrubbing.
She unlocks the front door and they go inside.
It's small. Hope you don't remind you of jail too much. You want a drink?
Yeah, what you got?
Water. Might have some umbongo in the cupboard.
Sam looks around the tiny, cluttered apartment. In the kitchen, Lexi pours water and gets out a bottle of pills.
What's that?
Hexagluthin. It's like a... It's an antidepressant thing I get.
Sam puts down his water and follows her out of the kitchen. She's rolling a joint. She joins him on the sofa and lights up.
So what are you doing tomorrow, like?
What? Is that your way of asking me to do something?
Nah, man. Nah, just asking.
I don't do nothing no more. Get up, go to work, come home.
I just spent 6.5 years wishing I could do something else and you don't know what you're doing tomorrow.
Yeah, so what are you doing?
Something, man, anything.
Exactly, you don't know.
What would you like doing?
I draw desserts sometimes. Oh, doesn't matter, man. It's stupid. You know what? You're the first bread that asked me what I like to do in years.
They look into each other's eyes.
So where exactly is Becky then?
I don't know. She just up and left. Got home 4 weeks ago. Gone. I ain't seen or heard from her since.
You don't seem that bothered.
No, I'm not.
I've missed this, man.
What?
Just catching at girls' yard, like, just little things like getting cinema and it.
He knocks the ashtray onto the floor. As she picks up the ashtray, they draw closer. He leans forward and they kiss.
Come here. Come here.
She sits astride him, and their kisses become more passionate.
Oi, Moon!
What are you saying, fam?
You're saying cool.
No, I'm not cool, but I'm fucking vexed, bud. I thought I'd see him on the train, innit?
I swear I'm going mad, blood, man. I wanted to spark in there and then, blood. Then I thought, you know what, let me calm down, yeah? Let me come get you and let's do this together, blood, like it should be done, you get me? I've got some little utes looking for him as well, blood. Hey, blood, which way are we going, man? It's that way, blood.
Relax, man, just come in for a chat, fam.
Blood, we ain't got time for no chat. We need to go get him now, man.
There's a group of women across the road.
Hey, Mercer!
Stop, you waste, man.
Are you on butters anyway? Bitch.
Relax, Jay, man.
Hey, blood. What are you wearing, man? You look like a fucking batty man, blood. This better be for some uni project, you know?
Mooney self-consciously does up his overcoat. As they walk into a bar, Jay receives a text.
Jay, this is my girl, Kayla. Oh, blood.
She flinches at his manner.
So I don't see you in a couple of months, yeah? And you got yourself a girl, blood?
Babe, check they didn't put no onions in it. You know how you get.
Are we going to go get him or what?
So what exactly is going on? Robert ain't really filled me in.
Robert? Mm-hmm. All right. Basically, yeah, this guy that killed our best friend just come out of jail, innit? And I want us to go get him back.
And do what?
Blood, what's this girl on, man? What do you think?
I'm not on it, bro.
What are you talking about? You're not on it, blood. I'm talking about Sam.
Said he's not interested.
What, you speak for him now, yeah? Go suck out, man. Who's talking to you anyway?
Excuse me? I don't know which little hood rat girl you think you're talking to, but you don't speak to me like that.
Right, man. Circle yourself in it, Mooney. Tell your girl, blood.
Tell me what? Listen, this ain't a dictatorship, blood. It's a relationship. I'm a 22-year-old woman who's studying law. He does not tell me nothing. We discuss things together, yeah? Maybe if you was a man instead of a little ute inside a man's body, you would know that.
Hey, blood. I will spark your girl differently.
Oh, Jay, don't chat.
Don't speak for me. Listen, yeah? On Earth, where I'm from, men are supposed to treat women with respect. If you ain't gonna chat to me with respect, you two can have your little conversation away from me. Move!
Mooney stands, and Kayla raises unimpressed eyebrows at Jay.
Come on, what are you looking at?
You!
Don't look at
me! Come on, man, just jam, man!
Come on, man. Jay, what's your problem, man?
Sam and Lexi are on her bed. Kneeling between her legs, he peels off his shirt and pulls off her knickers. He pulls down his trousers and lowers himself between her thighs. He starts to move on top of her, caressing her stomach and backside, and they kiss deeply.
What's wrong with you? No, fuck this.
No, no, wait, I will. I swear, please. Just give me a minute.
Sitting up, looking terrified, she pulls on her underwear.
You all right, lad?
She receives a text and replies.
Yeah, I'm fine.
So you act like things is going to run for and then back up?
It's been a while, you get me? It has.
Well, you let it get so far then. It's been time for me as well, hasn't it?
Lying back on the pillow, she studies him, then looks up at the ceiling.
It's weird. When I was like 15, all I wanted to do was get older. Now I am, I can do anything I want. I can drink. Boat, fuck, drive. I'm legally an adult. I've realized two things. One, I would do anything to go get them years back. Two, I never felt more alone. I've never felt more like a kid in my whole life. You get me?
Yeah.
Are you not attracted to me like that, man? I mean, what? Are you some kind of pussy or something, blood?
The only pussy I see is
it's
you.
Fucking
oh, oh, relax, relax, Jay, man.
What? Listen, Jay, I don't think this is a good idea, you know.
Come on, blood. Have you forgotten what my man did? What he took from us, blood? He killed Trav, all right? He took everything!
Jay checks his phone.
What happened to your arm?
Nothing. Why you fight them girls earlier?
Well, I don't even know. It's something to do with one of them men. It was nothing to do with me. It was to do with Becky, but... Well, when you hang around with a girl, it's notorious for fucking everyone, then... That's why you're here, innit? Because you thought I'm gonna fuck the white girl. But she'll be easy, too, like a cousin.
He made our lives hell, blood! For fucking years! Then he came to that party, blood, with a bat, and he killed our boy! If you'd have jumped in, then this wouldn't have happened, would it? So you have to help me, blood!
And yeah, you know what, I had a few when I was younger, but so what? Trouble is, once everyone's fucked you and your bargaining tools is used up, you ain't got nothing left to offer.
Because if you'd have done something, blood, when you had the chance, then Trav would have still been here today!
Come, we kick, fam!
Robert!
Yeah, come, we go, blood.
You know what? I ain't got none. I got no man. No mates. I got no loyalties to no one. No one's got none for me.
Lock that girl off, man!
Do you know where he is, fam?
Yeah. I know exactly where he is.
So what happened to you, lad?
What? Why does something have to happen?
Sometimes it takes something fucked up to happen to us for us to realise how big we fucked up.
All right. Fine. You wanna know? Cool.
She gets out her cigarettes.
A year and a half ago. Seven men. 3 hours. They took turns. 3 hours. They fucking put things in me. They raped me. And they got away with it. I was weak on there, to the gym, after hours to meet this instructor and his mate. She didn't tell me I was gonna be seven mates. She went off where I won, left me with the rest. My dad had to sit up in court and listen to all the shit they managed to dredge up about me. They had money. Said I was a fucking whore. Never sold myself. Because I was with her, they never believed me. Didn't speak after it happened. Lived it for ages, just not talking. And she was here, that is. I had nowhere else to go. That's why I don't give a fuck where she is. Where she ever comes back.
No one deserves it.
She checks her phone again.
Will you keep texting?
No one.
Are you fucking texting?
No, what the fuck are you doing?
Sorry.
What's all that on your back?
It's covered in scars. In prison, knife man Curtis enters Sam's cell.
What do you want, man?
What do I want?
He bashes Sam with a metal pipe.
Do you believe in karma? Chief, the dude you killed was my nephew.
He digs the pipe into Sam's back.
Shut up. You make one more fucking noise and I'll kill you even slower than I already planned to.
As he drives the pipe into Sam, guards burst in.
Don't fucking touch me!
Sorry. Fuck. Is it locked?
Open the fucking door! Open the fucking door!
Alright. Listen, I know what it's like, alright? I do, I swear. You try and block it all out and then you can't, so you just shut everyone else out.
Fuck you, man.
Now listen, I'm gonna tell you what I get told all the time, yeah? What you just told me. So, whatever happened to you,
Whatever it was, you didn't deserve it.
You did fucking deserve it. It's both happened to you, you fucking skit!
You ever fucking say that about me?
He shoves her violently away. She leans tearfully back against the wall, and Sam slides brokenly down the front door.
Can we fuck him up, man? See, I knew you'd be on it, blood. We're gonna finish this tonight, blood. Shumnik should have never fucked with us, blood. I leave that girl as well, man. Can we roll together again, innit? Jay and Mooney running things.
My name's Robert, man.
Alright, man. Robert then, innit? Bob and Jay running things. Prove to people you ain't a pussy no more, blood. You get me? Show Sam that we're better than him.
Jay leads the way to Hammersmith Station.
I can't do this, blood.
What, you're gonna back out of this now, yeah? Why are you always being a pussy for, blood? We gotta go show him.
I am showing him.
By what? By being a pussy and letting him get away with it, blood? By studying your fucking shit?
Yeah. I'm not doing this. I don't want nothing to do with this. What's it gonna prove?
Well, fuck you then, innit? Fucking prick. Well, that's what it's about now, yeah? You're gonna forget about a man over a girl, blood? You fucking pussy, man. That's what you are, blood. That's what you've always been. A fucking little pussy, oh. What? You think you're a big man now, yeah? What?
Maybe I'm a smart one, yeah?
Right in Jay's face, Robert turns and walks away.
Kill Trev, blood!
Jay looks suddenly helpless. Lexi sits wrapped in a blanket on her sofa. Dabs, Omen and Blammy are on their bikes. A hooded figure passes them on the pavement. It's Sam. They stare at each other.
Are you, man? That's him, come.
They ditch their bikes and sprint off down a path after their quarry. They jump Sam from behind, taking him down.
Come on, do this shit, we splat.
Turn him over.
The fuck for, man? He hurt him. Just juke him the fuck up.
Give me the fucking blade, I'll do it.
Omen pushes him away.
Turn the pussy all over. I want him to see me, so he knows we fuck with him.
Dabs looks worried, and Omen's face drops in surprise.
Sam? What's going on?
Blood, what are you doing?
That's my brother, Blood. You man mad? Who knew who we was looking for? You knew, didn't you?
What are you talking about?
You knew, Blood. That's why he didn't want to let me look at him.
But I didn't know nothing about this.
Omen glares at Dabs.
Aye, look. Bazak and Andre and them, man, aye? There's some next bread there. Offering bare peas, Blood. Split it. Me and you.
That's my brother. Fuck him, Blood. You don't even like him, man. You're always gunning him. Telling me how much you fucking hate him. Motherfucker's been in jail since you were 10 years old, Blood.
You didn't even know he came out today.
Still my brother, Blood. So what happened to Henry? Or did my brother hurt Henry?
What can I say, man? You weren't on it.
You done him. You fucking pussy.
If it weren't for this prick, I wouldn't have had to, Blood.
You're wrong, Dabs.
No, you're wrong. You're all fucking wrong. Wrong in your fucking brains. We're talking about 6 G's here.
Who gave you the money, Blood?
Sam, should I bought this, bro? No one's around, man. Come on, just joke him when we dust, man. Just like we're gonna do to you.
Don't be silly.
Shut your fucking mouth.
Should I do it, Blood? Just tell me, son. Just say the word.
Hood up, Sam holds Dabs in a menacing gaze. He reaches for the knife and holds it at Dabs' throat. As the other two get excited, Sam calmly holds the knife on his would-be killer and remembers his fateful stroke with the baseball bat.
Nah, man.
Sam drops the knife and sends Dabs flying with a bludgeoning right.
What a punch, God! Seriously, man, see his fucking head, man! Yeah.
You alright, bro?
Yeah, man, come with kick.
The brothers walk off as Blammy rifles Dab's pockets.
Whoa!
Where's card two, man? I'll go check your girl tonight, man. safe, lad. You dickhead, man. Fucking dickhead. We're repping UK now. Represent East London dungeon. Entries full of cats
and junkins. Niggas ever hungry when he's hungry. So we got a shot white and punk. Jay arrives at Lexi's flat.
Where is he?
He's left. He's not going
to
be fine.
I thought I told you to get him and keep him with you.
Have you got the gear, Jay?
Now why the fuck should I give you anything?
Come on, Jay, please, come on. You took too long and I tried to keep him. Jay, please, please, just give me a little bit, all right? Come on, remember when we let you stay here?
Where's he gone?
He doesn't want any trouble, Jay. Just...
Where's he gone?
I don't know.
Come on, Lex. What have I got to do to get information from you, huh?
He licks her face.
Bring my boy as well.
Fuck you.
Take your fucking drugs.
Looking disgusted, he throws a bag at her and leaves. She goes back indoors.
Oh, what the fuck is going on?
Me, man. What the fuck is all this shit?
You can't tell me nothing, man.
I'm not trying to tell you nothing. You know what? Just give me your heater. I know you got one. Just give it to me.
Back at their mum's place, Omen fetches the gun from the bedside cabinet. He hands it to Sam.
We're supposed to make the best out of bad situations, blood.
I get treated certain ways everywhere we go. But even when I'm not doing nothing, man's watching me. Man judging me. Man for something you've done. But that's making the best of a bad situation. There's nothing for man to do around here.
You know what I learned when I went big man job, like, fuck all. I mean, yeah, what, I packed them little breakfast trays, get a bit of laundry and that, but you know what, I never learned how to not go back in. If you get on that path...
Oh, man, I'm not stupid like you though, Sam. If I do something, I'm not getting caught.
It's not about getting caught. Some man like jail, it's about spending your days looking over your shoulder, and I don't want that for you.
Omen looks shamed. Sam pulls the playing card out of his pocket.
Where's this Ike Bear's place?
40 Compromise Avenue. It's a basement flat, innit? I'm coming.
I want you to stay here.
No, man, I'm coming in. I'm back.
Stay here! I want you to stay here. Look, man, just do me one favour. I need you to stay here and look after Mum. The bread that's after me, I think you might come here. So if you love her, if you ever love me, just stay here tonight. Okay?
You fuck with them, man, they'll kill you, bro.
Better men than them have tried.
Sam spots a baseball bat in the corner of the room and picks it up. As he walks downstairs to the front door, his mother comes out of the kitchen. They stare at each other. She notices the bat.
I love you, Mum. Worse than those two.
She tries to stifle her tears as he walks out. A woman coming into the flats stares at the bat. He slides the bat under a parked car, then walks on, hood up, hands thrust in his pockets. Jay on the street approaches a parked car, and Lexi sits miserably on her sofa. There are lines of coke and rolled up banknotes on the coffee table. Alyssa sits thinking, cradling her forehead. Robert sits pensively by the Hammersmith fountain, and Sam keeps walking. In the car, Jay takes a gun out of a bag and breathes deeply, trying to stay calm. Lexi snorts a line of coke, pinching her nose in pain. Robert looks agitated and looks up at the sky. Sam walks on, stone-faced and determined. Alyssa looks round pensively, and Lexi sits miserably, twitchy from the effects of the drugs. Jay settles himself in the car. Sam marches on, and lights come on in the rushing city as darkness falls. Headlights in the dense traffic fly in fast forward down the intricate web of streets. Sam glances at two young women as they walk past, and police officers approach him.
Excuse me, mate. Come on, take your hands out of your pockets, please.
What the fuck you want, mate?
Just do what I ask you, please, sir.
Sam?
The officer removes his cap, and Sam's eyes widen in recognition.
It's Desmond.
Buds.
Buds?
That's what they used to call me. It's all right, I know him. But have a little walk, man. Let me chat to him.
Yeah, walk on, man.
What's going on, blood? When you come out?
Come out today, blood. For policeman.
Community support, bruv. It's a minor, I can't arrest no one. I'm on 22 grand, bruv. Look, I'm sorry I never come check you inside, man. You know what it's like.
Yeah.
Listen, man, I better dust in it before Wyman gets annoyed, yeah?
But listen, man, how long armed response unit take to come around here, blood?
Boy, there was a shooting around here yesterday, so there's always a couple of cars around. Say about 15 minutes?
Safe, man.
Why, what's going on?
Nothing, man, I'm just curious.
You sure?
Yeah.
Stay out of trouble, blood.
Sam eyes him steadily as Desmond replaces his cap and walks away.
Desmond, or Buds, or whatever you want to call yourself nowadays, I'm not going to be made to look like a fool in front of these people.
Sam reaches into his pocket and pulls out the playing card. Big Man is in bed with two women.
Yeah.
Hello, Big. Yeah, Sam, man, I want to ask you for that favour, blood.
No, I ain't got it, bud. It won't take me long to get it. Bye, love. Yeah.
How are you going to get him there, like? What are you going to do?
I know how to get him there. All right, man. Your funeral.
Buses and traffic bustle in fast forward down Ladbroke Grove. Sam standing on the pavement, his eyes narrow and determined.
15 minutes.
I've got a proposition for you. Call it a peace offering. But if I give this to you, me and you, our problems are done. When you get there, ask the big man.
Give me it back. Just give me the bag, man. I'm sorry. Please. I'm sorry. Just give me the bag. Just give me the bag.
A terrified woman hands over her handbag. Then she and her husband hurry away. He removes a mobile phone from the bag.
Hello, police. I've just been robbed by a man with a gun. He's going into number 40 Compromise Avenue. I need help right now.
Sam holds up a phone and a wallet. He follows Andreas down to the basement.
Yes, you're not one of our regular boys. You must be the geezer Roman said was coming, right?
Yeah. My name's Big Man. I'm here to check Arcanandre.
About what?
Andreas examines the merchandise.
Nice. Okay.
Fuck, what the fuck is wrong with you, man?
He slams Sam up against a wall and frisks him.
You got the time, lad?
Are you in a rush, blood?
No, man, I'm just asking.
Come.
Sam follows him to the room behind the clear plastic curtain.
Wait there, yeah?
Sam's shown into the kitchen. He takes the gun from his crotch, sliding it into the pocket of his hoodie. A clock shows that it's approaching 9 o'clock as Ike walks in.
What you saying, man? So you're a big man, yeah?
Yeah, man.
So what do you want from us? Talk to him, man.
Me and my business partner heard about you, look. We thought it might be beneficial for all of us if we come work with you, man.
So where's your partner?
He's coming.
A black sports car draws up outside.
Why do you keep looking at the clock, man? You know somewhere you need to be.
Nah, man, I'm just...
We're coming in, bruv. Tell us.
Yeah, you tell us what you can do for us so we can't do for ourselves.
Black leather-gloved hands load a pistol.
I mean, didn't Owen and Dabs tell you? We know the boys you need to be speaking to, man.
Really? And honestly, I don't ever see us working together. I think I have a fucking monkey like you on my level.
Don't Don't look to me for support, you know, blood. Your sister's my girl. And you know what? I don't really work with men like you, you know.
Andreas and Ike exchange irritated looks, and Ike puts down the knife he's been using to threaten Sam.
See what Dabs has to say about this.
Sam slides out his gun. Ike opens the front door.
Who are you?
We're just big man.
Yeah, sounds machine.
It's not don't give a fuck.
Sam's gun's in his face.
What the fuck do you want, man?
Shut your fucking mouth. Put your hands on the table. Put your hands on the table. And you're gonna keep quiet. And you're gonna stay there. A man is gonna go on different with you, you understand me, Black?
Sam's look is deadly serious. Andreas is shaking. Sam grabs a cloth and wipes the table where he's been resting his hand. Ike and Trife's uncle, gun behind his back, come downstairs. Andreas' eyes widen with fear as they enter the room.
Fuck! What the fuck is going on?
You stay there. You stay on the fucking floor. Stay on the floor!
You set me off.
Didn't Curtis, I swear.
What the fuck is going on? All of you shut the fuck up. Just shut the fuck up. You.
Nah, man. You. You. Never fuck with a guy who ain't got nothing to lose. And you two, you're gonna send my own brother to come try to kill me. Are you dizzy, blood?
Police units pull up outside the house.
All of you is fucking dead, man.
Yeah? How can dead men do this?
Sam stamps on Curtis's arm, snapping it.
Your blood!
Sam dives for the stairs as the cops burst in, turns, and locks himself in a toilet. The officers surround Curtis, forcing him to the ground. Trapped, Sam hits the wall in frustration. He wipes his gun clean and dumps it in the sink as Ike is also overwhelmed. Panicked as his phone rings, he drops it in the toilet.
Hi, Sam. You said it was your mom's phone?
Take it!
I've got problems. But I'm sorting them.
He drops the gun in the toilet and flushes.
Listen, Jay's after you, alright? So just be careful. I know how you said you missed, like, going to cinema, so I booked a couple tickets.
Sam spots a small window.
Thought we could just go tomorrow night, just as mates. Please. Call me when you get this, if you want.
Hood up, Sam braces himself. As Lexi brushes her drugs onto the floor, he dives for the window, launching himself from the toilet bowl. The police just see his legs reeling through the gap. On the other side, he bursts through two startled officers and sprints away down the street. The officers give chase, but Sam goes like the wind, finally rounding a corner and leaning against a wall to catch his breath. He takes off a light-coloured hoodie, revealing his dark one beneath. He drops the light-coloured one on the ground and walks off. Sam grins to himself as more police patrols drive straight past him, but keeps his head down as police question people on the street. He arrives back home. Jay jumps him.
I think I forgot you, Vlad. Is that what you think?
Sam attacks as Jay draws his gun.
We don't need to do this, Jay.
Jay's kick sends him flying. He scrambles over and trips Jay before he can reach the gun, then gets a kick in the face.
you blood!
As Jay throttles him, Sam dizzily spots the bat under the parked car. He nuts Jay off him, and his focus returns. He dives for the bat, Jay for the gun, and they face off.
You think that's faster than this, blood?
Jay Trafford wouldn't want this, man. That's what he was...
Shut your fucking mouth, man! Remember that, blood.
Yeah.
And what? You think you're a big man on roll now, blood? Is that it?
No, man, look, I never wanted him to die, blood.
What? You think this is just about him? This is about me! Why do you think I'm here? Huh? Like this? You did this! Like, you made this happen! I can hate you for it. I'm here, not just for you. I'm here because of you!
Then I beg you, blood, let's just stop it.
That's right, blood, beg! Yeah, I want to hear you! I want to hear you beg like Trafton!
If that's what you want, blood, I'm begging, man, don't do this, please.
I'm still going to kill you, blood. I'm still going to take your fucking life. Like you took Traf's. Like you took mine!
Then just fucking do it, man, and get it over with. 6.5 years, and that's what you still want. What, you think you're a bad man, Jay? I thought I was a fucking bad man, remember that? I thought I was fucking bad, and they put me in a big man jail. And look what fucking happened to me. You see this? This is from where I tried to kill myself because I couldn't cope in there. You see these? Look at them, look at them! These are from cutting my fucking arms. So I wouldn't give them the satisfaction of dealing out the most pain to me, blood. You know why they did it to me? Because I thought I was a fucking bad man and I wasn't. But what, now you want to be bad, yeah? You think you're big, Jay, and you want to be a big man. You want to be what I thought I was. You want to be me!
Jay shakes, holding the gun to Sam's face.
Then you fucking do it, blood. And you see what happens to you.
Sam grabs the gun, punches the would-be killer to the floor, and turns his weapon on him.
Is this what you want?
Sam raises the gun to his own temple.
You're just like me, man.
No, I'm nothing like you.
You ain't a killer, blood. You're like me. You're nothing. I never meant to kill Trav, blood. And I'm so sorry.
Sam picks up his phone.
Over, blood. What do you think this is over, blood? Is that what you think? This ain't fucking over, blood. Where the fuck you going, blood? You ain't got nowhere to go. You ain't got no friends. You ain't got no one. This ain't over.
Yeah, it is.
Sam puts up his hood and walks off painfully, leaving Jay weeping bloodily on the pathway. In his bedroom, Robert hands Kayla a red rose. Spike-haired Hayden kisses his girlfriend Claire in their bed. She snuggles down with a smile. On the street, Sam tosses one phone away, and police arrive at the flat to speak to Omen. Sam wrestles with his emotions. Alyssa, her mother and daughter, share an affectionate moment over the washing up. Lexi sits waiting for a call, and Jay sits miserably on some steps. His blonde girlfriend comes up and comforts him. Sam staggers upstairs and falls onto a landing, his eyes unblinking. Lexi sits and smokes. Sam's eyes flicker, and he hauls himself upright. Lexi opens the front door, and she looks tearfully at Sam's bloodied face. They stare at each other. She smiles weakly and lets him in. Concern is etched on her face as she closes the door. Written and directed by Noel Clark, with Adam Deacon as Jay, Scarlett Alice Johnson as Lexi, Femi Oyeniran as Mooney. Red Madrell as Alyssa, Jacob Anderson as Omen, Ben Drew as Dabs, Arnold Oseng as Henry, Shanika Warren-Markland as Kayla, Don Klaas as Blammy. Cornell S. John as Uncle Curtis, Gemma Scolo as Andreas, Will Johnson as Big Man, Nathan Constance as Ike. Adoja Rando as Mrs. Peel, Madeline Fairley as Claire, Ben Turner as Giles, with Danny Dyer as Hayden, and Noel Clark as Sam. Produced by Damian Jones and George Isaac. Director of Photography, Brian Tufano, BSc. Editor, Tom Hemmings. Production designer, Murray McEwen. Line producer, James Biddle. Music supervisor, Ian Neal. Original music by Chad Hobson. Costume designer, Andy Blake. Casting directors, Carrie Hilton, CDG, and Tamara Lee Notcut. Production designer, Mitch Lowe. Makeup and hair designer, Marlene Farrell. Co-produced by Marco Costa, Tanya Costa, Marcello Moscarello, and Menhaj Huda. Executive producer, Pierre Mascolo. UK Film Council presents, in association with Pathé and Limelight, a Cypher DJ Films production in association with TMC Films and Unstoppable Entertainment. Adulthood. Cause he's got revenge in his heart like Jay. So when he sees me, he's gonna get moody and try do me. Really, we should be more like Mooney and go uni. React just like in memory of Carrie Hilton, CDG. Audio description by Vision Text. Written and voiced by Roland Bean. Further titles continue to scroll. Said I'd never take my life, but I have them nice. Where I'm like, fuck you, let me slip away my life of lines. So I slip and cry, dealing with my problems. Which I'm on the rise, like the gun crime in Tottenham. Then I sit and zone, and I deal with it alone. On my jet. Find a way out of this hole. No one knows how I feel deep down inside. Many nights I've cried, nobody around me to confide in. And no one can identify with what I'm really fighting. It's bigger than the drug-related problem that I'm hiding. So I looked inside, something then replied. You're not a kid no more, kiss your kid out for goodnight. So I didn't cry, and when I opened up my eyes, adulthood was waiting for me, arms open wide. Smell. Lips start to quiver, my face says help, as my eyes turn red and then begin to swell. I leave a little message kind of spilling out my guts, but I word it where I come across like I don't give a fuck. And it's such a big lie, but I do it on the sly, where I end it like, call me if you want, okay, bye. Players on the corner. I see the man I'm in the back trying to fix it with a gash, and everybody wants to be the top baller. I see the goons in the room, shot food, bait hotter than a sauna. Me all about music. If you don't bring a gun to the dance, your players can't use it. Don't act stupid. There's some steps in the crib. Don't fit, it's just life, don't lose it. Try to think through this. It's not all about the hype. If you're coming just to fight, why I do this? Don't find Cupid. Find a girl and have a skank, why shank? What's the point? That's useless. Me, I'm not a doofus. I'd rather chill out in my yard. Why start and get sparkly toothless? I make movements, cause I don't wanna go inside for life to come a broken you. I'm a smack head crept with a hoodie on my head, and I bet that streetwear culture. And they say I've got bare skill pay. In that film, now the sequel's at, it's over. Me, I'm on a big screen, but I play 15. Cause I've got a young face, but I'm much older. But I make money for myself, get my face around the world. Every film that I do is exposure. I've got Nike hair crept with a hoodie on my head, and I rep that streetwear culture. And they say I've got bare skill, play Jay in that film, now the sequel's at, it's over. Me, I'm on a big screen, but I play 15. Cause I've got a young face, but I'm much older. But I make money for myself, get my face around the world. Every film that I do is exposure. I'm gully, I'm not a typical actor. No, the facts are, I'm a bad seed like Sharky. I'm a nice guy, but I've got a neck side too. Is it true that I'm mad? Don't worry. I've got tools on my yard. I stay on my guard, don't part with my dad or mumsy. I was raised on the street, but what? I'm a street kid like Fat Sam and Bugsy. I feel my face where mads watch face, look out for the snake pack heads and junkies. I know booze in the ends, I'm a draw for the skeng and make your face look lumpy. I'm not a bad man, but I know bad man, and it can be bad man tools like Bucky. You don't wanna try it with me, trust me. One word, but I'm too good. I got black hair crept with a hoodie on my head, and I rep that streetwear culture. And they say I've got bare skill, play Jay in that film, now the sequel's at, it's over. Me, I'm on a big screen, but I play. This motion picture is protected under law. Unauthorized duplication, distribution, or exhibition may result result in civil liability and criminal prosecution. The characters and incidents portrayed and the names used herein are fictitious, and any similarity to the name, character, or history of any person is entirely coincidental and unintentional. The end.